Acts chapter 3, 17 through 23. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people." The Lord will add his blessings to the reading, to the hearing of his precious word. We have been traversing through this portion of the scripture. Matter of fact, it's a while that we have been laboring through chapter 3 of Acts. Acts chapter 3. And we have been in this particular portion for a few weeks now. And we are going to conclude this portion. And then in the next session, we will finish up with verses 25 and 26. But we have been covering this portion under the subject, "The Rejection of the Christ Results in the Fulfillment of God's Plan." The rejection of the Christ results in the fulfillment of God's plan. And just a brief review to bring you up to speed. We first look at the fulfillment of God's plan is that the Messiah would suffer. Those who crucify the Lord Jesus Christ, who rejected him, did not recognize who he was. They thought they were getting out of the way some troublemaker, not realizing that they were stepping in God's plan. In the rejection and the crucifying of the Christ, that is something God had predicted, God had said would happen, the prophets had foretold would happen. And in ignorance, he was rejected and crucified by his own people. And then we looked at the action of God in fulfillment of his plan makes possible their repentance. They didn't know that their act of rejection of the Christ was the fulfilling of God's plan in bringing about salvation. Therefore, on that basis, they could be called to repentance. And of course, the repentance, and it is to think that these were steeply religious people. Matter of fact, at the point when they were being called to repentance, they were at the place of prayer because of their religiousness. And yet, they had rejected God. They didn't know that. They rejected God's Son and thereby rejected God. Yet they continued in their religiousness. So they were called to return to God. And that return to God was the trusting of the Savior, the coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that repentance would come several blessings. And then thirdly, we look at the action of God in fulfilling His plan, results in the Messiah now waiting in glory to return. The Messiah, they rejected the Savior, crucified Him, He was buried, He was raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, and now they're waiting for God's time, for the time when God has already established. See, the coming of Christ is not on an arbitrary basis. The coming of Christ, the return of Christ, is based on divine design, divine plan. He is coming back at a specific time. It may seem to us as time goes by that God's plan of Christ's return is delayed. It has not been delayed, my friend. Don't be discouraged. Don't be lose hope. The plan is, God's plan is not delayed. It is right on schedule. Right on schedule. And one of these days when you least expect, the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. Where will He find you? What will He find you doing? And will you be ready to go back with Him? Be caught up with Him when He comes. It is going to be a day of surprise when the heavens are open and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, bursts through the clouds to take His people away from here. And fourthly and finally, the action of God in fulfilling His plan confirms the coming of the prophet like Moses. Confirms the coming of the prophet like Moses. 22 and 23. For Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people." Now notice that the message of the Apostle Peter takes another track. Moving from the call to repentance, from the idea of their ignorance to the call to repentance, to the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting in heaven, and that the very one who is waiting in heaven to come back is the very one whom the Jews are looking for, and that is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. But now he says something that almost is tangential, what that word means, apart from, aside from, extended from, in a different direction, but not real, not real. He continues to build the case that the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they crucified, was exactly the person they were looking for. Not only were the Jews looking for a coming Messiah, the Messiah, but they were also looking for the prophet, a different kind of a prophet. Moses told the people in the wilderness that God was going to raise up a prophet from among them and send them a prophet like himself, like Moses himself. And so the Jews were expecting not only the Messiah, but this special prophet. Now the interesting thing is, they expected that the prophet, like Moses, would be a different person from the Messiah. That the prophet and the Messiah would be one person, but two separate individuals. And so they were waiting for these individuals to come. Now, if you look with me at John chapter 1, John chapter 1, now the Jewish leadership, when John the Baptist came, on the scene preaching, they didn't know exactly who this man was. Strange fellow, indeed, coming preaching at the River Jordan, baptizing people unto repentance. And so the Jewish leadership sent a delegation to John. And the delegation to find out who he was. And so if you start at verse 19 of John chapter 1, now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." Of course, the word Christ there is the Anointed One, is the Messiah. So, obviously, they asked John, "Are you the Messiah?" And John says, "No, I am not the Messiah." Now notice, verse 21, they ask him, "Then, who are you? Are you Elijah?" John said, "I am not." And they asked him again, "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So there, the Jews were expecting not the Messiah / prophet, but they were looking for a Messiah and a prophet. Now, look at the text. Look at our text, what the Apostle Peter is saying to the people who were expecting a Messiah and a prophet, two separate people. First, he tells them, alright, we need to go back up. Start at verse 19 of John chapter 3. Of Acts chapter 3. I want you to get the flow. "Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ, the Messiah, who has been appointed for you." Even who? Even Jesus. "He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything he promised long ago through his holy prophets." Now notice, "For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you." Now here Peter is saying, the same Christ who is in heaven is the prophet. The prophet. He is the same person. The prophet you are looking for, the prophet you're expecting, is none other than the one who is waiting in heaven now for the right time to come back. In other words, Peter is saying, the prophet came and you missed him. Not only have you missed the Messiah, the Christ, but you have also missed your prophet. The prophet that God promised you, you missed him. You missed him. You failed to recognize him when he came.
So now notice, they were missing all the important people in their prophecy that would have brought them close to God. Those who would have brought them close to God. Those who would have brought them in the presence of God. Those who would have brought them God's, who brought them God's word. The prophet Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, like Moses, who brought them God's word. They missed him. They missed him. Let me ask you, my friend. You long to be close to God? You want to be right with God? You want to go to heaven? And you want to be where God is? And you want God to work in your life? But are you like the Jews? Missing God's ministry to your life. Because you are not willing to see things God's way. You are not willing to see God's way. God's way is too stringent for you. God's way is too confining for you. When the Messiah came, when the prophet came, the Messiah slash prophet came, they missed him because they had agenda in mind. What is your agenda? Is it that God would fit into your plan, or you fit into God's plan? My friend, I want you to see how sad it is. I want you to see how sad it is. They looked all for generations and for generations. They look forward to that prophet that would come like Moses. They look forward to that Messiah that God promised he would send them. The prophet came, then the person of the Messiah, speaking God's word. They looked at him, they heard him, and they missed him. And they missed him. Are you missing him today? Are you missing God's word to you today? Let's look deeper into this. Let me draw you into the background of this prophecy from Moses. And I ask you to turn to the passage we read for scripture this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Because I want to take you on a journey today. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now, here Peter in our text, Peter reminds them, Peter points out to them that the prophet was none other than the Messiah. And that this promised prophet, this prophesied prophet was prophesied by Moses. By Moses. Now, what were the circumstances under which Moses made the prophecy? Now, from the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, from the beginning of Deuteronomy, we have a whole list of instruction God is giving to Israel. When you go into the land, they are still on their journey, God is taking the Israelites into the promised land. And so God warns them. He's giving them instruction. Before he takes them, he's giving them instruction. What they should do and what they shouldn't do. Who they should listen to and who they should not listen to. Now the first thing God does here, or not the first thing, but before he confirms, or brings them the prophecy of the coming great prophet, what he did, he warns them about, listen to me now carefully, seeking directions for life in the wrong places. seeking directions for life in the wrong places. Now let's look with me at verse 9, what God says to the Israelites before they enter the promised land. He says, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, Deuteronomy 18 verse 9, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you sacrificing his sons or daughters in the fire, or who practice divination or sorcery, interprets omen, engages in witchcraft, casts spells, is a medium, spiritist, consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. In other words, don't seek after spiritism or witchcraft or mediums or astrology to find God's will. Don't look in the wrong place. Don't follow the word. Don't follow the word. Don't follow what the people in those places that I'm driving out from the land, that I'm sending you to. Don't follow them. Don't imitate their practices. Don't do the things that they do. Don't listen to the people they listen to. That's what God is saying to them. Before I take you into the land, don't listen. So who are you supposed to listen to? Look at verse 15. Verse 15 of Deuteronomy 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him. For this is what you ask of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die. The Lord said to me, what they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command you. If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him into account. In other words, God says, I'm going to give you prophets. I'm going to give you prophets, people who will listen to me and who will speak to you. But above all, God says, I'm going to send you one special prophet in the future. I'm going to raise up a prophet from among you. As a matter of fact, if you look at verse 6, it talks about the right prophets and how to detect a bad prophet. But the people of Israel, the people of God, was not to listen to those whom the world listens to. The people of God were not to listen to those whom the world listens to. They were to listen to God's prophets. They were to listen to God's prophets. Because you see, God was going to give them prophets and priests when they go into the land who would speak God's word to them. Just like Moses, who speak God's word to them. They were to listen to God's people, God's prophet. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God knows that Israel was a fickle people. They were easily swayed. They were easily influenced. They were influenced by what seems convenient and what seems good. It is a trying thing to wait on God to tell us what to do or when to do it. It is a very difficult thing to pray and wait. It is a very difficult thing to seek God and to listen to God's prophet or God's instruction, because it seems for the most part sometimes that God never responds. And so, because it is more of a trying experience to our faith, to our commitment to wait on God, it is easy to seek another way. It is easy to seek another way. How easy it is to listen to the modern day prophets who tell you exactly what you want to hear. It is so simple. It is so easy to follow what the modern day false prophets are saying. But you see, to listen to God, to listen to God, He does not tell us what we want to hear, and He does not make life simple and easy for us. He tells us what is right, and what is right demands discipline, self-control, not self-aggrandizing, not self-improvement. What God has for us to do, what He tells us, what His instructions for us through His prophets, the instruction, God's instruction, brings us closer, narrow our paths more, and say to us, this is the way, the only way, walk in it. And the world says, don't believe it. The way is much broader, and you have more fun when you do it the world's way. And so how easy it is to listen to the world. But God says to the Israelites, you can't do that. He says to us, the church today, you can't listen to the world. You can't listen to everything everybody says. But here, the text, Moses says, verse 16 of Deuteronomy 18, notice it. For this is what you asked the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die. The Lord said to me, what they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. Now here's what God says. He is going to raise up a prophet like Moses from among their brothers. And that was the prophet they were to listen to. Now here's the question. Why was this prophet that God was going to raise up, why was he going to be like Moses? How was he going to be like Moses? You see, Peter says, we quote this prophet and tells us that the Moses says the Lord is going to raise up a prophet like himself. Here, Moses says, yes, the Lord is going to raise up a prophet like me. The question is, how? How will this prophet be like Moses? Now turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Now, Moses is dead. Moses is dead. The Lord conveys him away. His body is buried someplace nobody knows. Now Aaron has taken over. Here's what it says, verse 10 of Deuteronomy 34. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses. Now, read the remainder of the verse with me. Whom the Lord knew face to face. No prophet risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. There has never been a prophet, however great the prophets were, that actually stood, that stood physically in the presence of God and received words directly from God for the people. Only one person, only one person has ever stood in God's presence. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Moses says that the people in chapter 18 of Deuteronomy, he says that the people begged to tell God not to talk with them, not to talk with them, because God's presence was too awesome for them. They wanted Moses to speak to them on behalf of God. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Then it says Exodus. Starting at verse 19. Exodus 19. You see, God is about to make his covenant with Israel. He is making a covenant with Israel, giving them the laws, and giving them his rules, and giving them his commandments, giving them the priests, and all that God they needed in order to constitute them as a legitimate nation. When they enter the land, they would have been a nation with governments and with leaders. God was about to now establish his covenant with Israel. And he wanted Israel to know that he was the one who established this covenant. And so God says to Moses, call Moses up on the mountain to speak to him, and say, go down and consecrate the people for 3 days. And then after 3 days, bring them to the foot of the mount, and I will speak with them. And so after the third day, the consecration of the third day, look at Exodus chapter 19 and verse 19 and verse 16. Exodus chapter 19, verse 16. Verse 16. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, go down and warn the people so that they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them. Chapter 20 and verse 18. Chapter 20. Between there is the command, commandments given. And now verse 18 of chapter 20. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. So Moses went up by himself, went up to the mountain and stood face to face with God. And God spoke to him. And so as we see in Deuteronomy chapter 34, no man, no other man been able to stand before God face to face and receive words from God and bring that word back to the people. And so the prophet that God would send like Moses is a prophet who has stood in the presence of God and have heard words from God and was able to bring us that word so that we could hear, we could know that this prophet is indeed the prophet God had prophesied about through Moses. Now that prophet is the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, the Word was with God. You see, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who stood in God's presence, and came to earth. And when He came to earth, He came with a message. He came with a message that the Father, I speak only what the Father has given me to speak. I do not speak of my own, says Jesus, but whatever the Father has given me to speak, that is what I speak. I speak from the Father. I am the one who stood in the Father's presence and listen to His voice. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ is that prophet like Moses, who is Himself that Messiah, that Christ who came to earth not only to save us, wonderfully to save us, but also to bring us God's Word. And I want you to see the dual role of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the great high priest like Aaron, because He offered the sacrifice of Himself up for us. The Lord Jesus Christ is the anointed one, the great redeemer, the great savior who came to earth in order to save us from our sins. But don't forget that He is also the wonderful prophet of God, and the work of a prophet is to listen to God and to take God's word and to bring God's word and deliver it to the people. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, not only was He offered, but He offered up the sacrifice. And not only is He the anointed one to save, but He is the messenger from God. He has brought us God's word. He has brought us God's word. We have the word made perfect before us. Now the last thing, look with me at verse 23 of the text. Acts chapter 3, verse 23. Anyone who does not listen to Him will be completely cut off from among His people. Anyone who does not listen to Him, to whom? The prophet, who is the Christ. The prophet, who is the Christ. Anyone who does not listen to Him, to His word, will be completely cut off from His people. You see, my friend, in the Old Testament, if someone refuses to obey the prophets, they could have been stoned to death, the true prophets. But it had come time in Israel when the two prophets were persecuted for speaking the truth. They didn't want to hear it, because what the two prophets had to say was contrary to what they wanted to hear. But Moses says to us, there is this prophet whom the Lord will send, raise up like me. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. It's either you listen to him or you will be completely cut off. Now here's what the word is saying to us. Listen carefully, my friends. Listen carefully. Who listens to God's word, to Christ's word, the message that Christ has brought. You see, those who reject the words of Christ will one day be called to the judgment seat. All those who reject Christ's words, the message of salvation. You see, Christ's word is the message of salvation. It is the message of how we can be saved. It is the message that God has done something in order to rescue your soul from hell. It is the message of God that God has reached out to man in order to bring man into fellowship with himself. That is the message that God has made the ultimate sacrifice. Forgive you of your sins. You refuse it, and the day will come when you will be called to the white throne judgment, the great white throne judgment of God, when every man, woman, boy, or girl will stand and face that great judgment, that great trial that shall come. And the Bible says that the books were open, and another book was open, and those whose names were not found written in the book of life. Those whose names were not found written in the book of life. Now the book of life is the book in which the saint, the saved person, all those who are saved, their names are written in the book of life. Not those who go to church, not those who are regular attendants, not those who are good people, not those who are wonderful people, or those, only those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Only those whose sins have been forgiven. Only those whose conscience have been made clear by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Only those whose names are written in the book of life. Everybody else will stand before that great white throne judgment. Then, my friend, there will be the awful pronunciation. God will give that awful pronunciation. I have not known you workers of iniquity, you workers of evil, you sinners. But you say, but I'm a good person. My friend, you are not good enough. You are not good enough. I'm a wonderful husband. You are not wonderful enough. Let me tell you something, my friend, and listen to me carefully. The only names that are written in the book of life are sinners. People who knew they were sinners and who acknowledged the fact that they were sinners and come to Jesus Christ and receive the cleansing of the precious blood. The only thing that can remove the stain, the stench of sin from your life. That's the only names that are written in the book. All the wonderful people. I hate to tell you this. Hell will be filled with good people. Hell will be filled with wonderful people. Hell will be filled with nice people. Because they are too good. They are too wonderful. And they are too nice to come to Jesus and be saved. Hear me, my friend. Anyone who will not listen to this prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ, who stood in God's presence and received God's instructions and brought it to earth, fulfilled the path for salvation, laid down the instruction for salvation, given it all to you and said, here is it. They
laid out on a silver platter before you, and you time and time and time again listen to it and spurn it and walk away. One day you will be completely cut off. What does that mean? Does it mean I'm going to die? God is going to kill me? No, my friend, you're already dead. What he's going to do is send you to a Christless eternity. He's going to send you to hell, where the fire is not quenched and the worms do not die. It is a place of eternal damnation. It is a place of eternal suffering. It is a place of eternal remembrance that keeps on condemning you. If you are not saved, if you find yourself in that place, you will remember this message every day. Live in constant regret. Moses said, God is going to raise up for you a prophet like me, must listen to him. For anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off. Know why, my friend? Because this prophet is none other than God's son. God's son. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's God from heaven. The Messiah Christ is God who came from heaven. The prophet that would bring you the word is God, the one who stood in God's presence and come down and bring it to you and lay it out. Is God's great high priest died for you. What more do you want? What more do you want? Fully and completely surrender your life. Would you bow your heads with me? Our Father, our God, thank you. Thank you. But the prophet, the prophet, like Moses, the one who stood in your presence, one who received words from you, one who brought the word to us. Not only did he bring us the word, provided the means, set the way, gives us this wonderful salvation. Now, Master, is it possible there may be one person present in this place today who has not yet fully surrendered himself or herself to you, who is yet rejecting this prophet, the great prophet, the only prophet, Jesus Christ, done of his way or her way, for Christ is it. May they now, Lord, by your grace, turn to you, trust you, find grace, find forgiveness, find salvation. While your heads are bowed, my friend, and your eyes are closed, maybe you may have made a profession sometime, somewhere down in your life, but you have not really surrendered your life. I spoke to a young man recently, one who had gotten himself into some trouble. Said this to me. Said, Pastor, said, I trusted Christ as my Savior 20 years ago. 20 years ago. But I've never surrendered my life to him. I still continue doing the things I wanted to do. I still avoided the commitment. I avoided the church as much as possible. I avoid surrender my life as much as possible. And now I'm in big trouble. In the midst of his great disaster and problems in his life that he got himself in, says to me, there's one thing that is still encouraging to me. Think that when God plants the seed, your heart never dies. God plants the seed in your life, never dies. Are you that person today? Are you like that young man? Are you like that young man? Maybe you haven't got yourself as deeply in sin as he has, bringing about a great deal of regret. But if you are that person and you don't turn, the Lord has planted the seed in your heart, sooner or later, my friend, you will fall into that pit, because whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Discourages every son he receives. The reason, my friend, is so that you would not be condemned with the wicked, if indeed you are saved. But maybe, could it be that you have never really trusted him?
You know what I'm going to challenge you to do today? Those of you who may have trusted Christ as Savior, you have asked Him to come into your life sometime before, a few months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You grew up in the church, maybe you have gone away from Him. You have been rejecting the Word. You have been rejecting the words of the great prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, my friend, you are confronted with the reality. Consecrate yourself to the Lord. Surrender yourself to God. Lead Him. Take a different direction. A different turn. You need to allow Him now to take full control.